Whoa, settle down, boy.
The horses won't go further. They can sense evil beyond this point.
Well, that's not intimidating or anything.
We can hitch the horses here. It shouldn't be that far of a walk.
And that aura protection spell. How long should that last us?
It should last us for a few hours. The witch won't see us coming. Ranger, lead the way.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I hate the forest. Much prefer the city.
I thought halflings love to travel in all environments.
I think you should realize by now I'm not like most halflings. I mean, I wear shoes. How many halflings do you know that wear shoes?
To be fair, I try not to remember any halflings I've met.
Jerk!
Bitch.
You know, this forest reminds me of this story I once read. It was about some vampires, a werewolf, and some evil creature teaming up to stop a necromancer.
Sounds interesting. How did it end?
Well, you see... Gods, look at that creepy owl. It's just staring at us.
What owl?
That owl, right there. The creepy one.
Personally, I think all owls look creepy.
Doesn't help we're in the spookiest forest in the world, and... The owl just disappeared.
So? It flew away while you weren't looking.
Yeah, but... Never mind, I guess.
We're getting closer. I can feel it. You think we're ready for this, Ranger? Wish I could have your confidence. Our group has yet to face a monster as vile as the Emerald Witch. You remember the stories I used to tell you. The ones with mental torture. Yeah. I guess they aren't stories anymore. I can see the house. All right, everyone, come together and prepare.
I see her. Looks like she's making tea.
What's the plan, Ranger? I'll sneak in from the back and cause a distraction.
That's a distraction. I'll keep her from casting any spells. You two need to kill her as immediately as possible.
All right, let's go. Prepare to die! That's impossible. She was just here.
She couldn't have known we were coming.
Oh, but I did. You really think your magic is stronger than mine, wizard?
We'll see about that, you...
Nessa!
Geldura.
Ow! Oh, shit! Damn you!
You, in the hood. I must admit... My branches do have a crush on you.
Ranger, no! You bitch! What did you do to my love? I'll slice your throat with my dagger.
Your love. They will stay trapped in the branches of my lovely tree for now. And you, Orc, will take a nap.
What?
Too easy. And you, Elf, You must be tired too, as that gag drained you of your magic. Just sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
What's going on? Nessa, wake up!
Huh? What? Kara, where's Ranger?
That bitch! She took them! Wait till I get my hands on her. I'll kill her! I will make her suffer!
Calm down. Let's figure a way out of this. I can try to cast a spell. Wait, no. The witch? That gag? My magic is gone.
What do you mean?
The witch did something to me. She absorbed my spells. I can't cast anything.
Maybe I can break out of this rope.
You won't be able to break out of this, Orc. The ropes are enchanted. Only a magic blade could cut them.
So, you're the Emerald Witch I've been hearing about. I've been waiting for this for about 2 years now.
And you're the adventurers I've been hearing about. My familiar over here has been watching you in secret for months. Good boy, Ash.
That owl is your familiar.
Yes. He's beautiful, isn't he?
Actually, no. He's pretty fucking creepy.
All owls are, honestly.
Enjoy your jokes for now. You won't be laughing in a while. I can tighten those ropes with just a thought.
You think this will stop us? Our friends will come.
Your friends are a bit indisposed at the moment. In fact, I would be surprised if your halfling was even still alive. And your ranger, well, I'm saving them for later.
If you put your claws on my love, I will tear your arms.
Oh, they stuck a nerve. Don't worry. I plan to do much worse. After all, your little party is trying to kill my son.
Your son? What are you saying?
Yes, he's my child.
You're telling me you birthed a fucking dragon? This just keeps getting better and better.
You're trying to rattle me, Orc, but you won't. My son's time is nearing, and without my talisman, you'll never find him. Your remaining days will be spent being tortured by me. Until my son rises from his cavern and turns this world to cinders.
I don't get it. You're empowered by nature. Why would you support an apocalypse that would destroy the world?
Because nature will return. But all of you destructive people will be destroyed. And nature will reclaim the world. Now, I am done answering your questions. It's time for you to answer mine.
Why would we tell you anything?
Because you will have no choice. Adavar. Now, what's your name, Elf?
Nessa Cassandra Aurora Porcius Sunstar. How did you do that?
It's a very simple spell. Well, for my level, that is. Poor little elven wizard couldn't handle it, I guess. Essentially, I ask you a question. You tell me the truth. Whether you want to or not. Now, for you, or...
Half-orc.
Hardly a difference.
There's a big difference, you... Oh, fuck!
Orc, that is your secret that you are most ashamed of.
Damn you. I wish I was human. Every time I look in the mirror and see my reflection back, I know I will never be good enough. I will always be a disgusting orc. Is that good enough for you, bitch?
Yes. Yes, it is. Poor little orc is ashamed of unnatural green skin and vital tusks.
Leave her alone.
Or what? You think you're in any position to threaten me? You think you're tough? I can see your body language. You're dreading this question, aren't you? I can't wait to hear this. Is it something that will break you and your orc's relationship? Is it, Nessa?
Yes. What?
What is the secret you are most ashamed of?
No! No! I can't... I'm an... No! I can't control this, I can't... I'm in love with Ranger.
What? No. You bitch.
Oh, yes. I deserve that, Orc.
No, not you. Nessa, how could you? You're in love with my Ranger.
Kara, I'm so sorry. I felt this way for years. Ever since Ranger saved me from...
I don't care about your excuses. How could you?
What? It's not like I can control my feelings, Kara.
You can when it's someone who is mine.
Yours? Yours? How dare you? They aren't property. You can't take ownership of someone. You don't know them as well as I do. And frankly, I don't care about how much they claim to love you.
Claim? Claim? What? Do you think I'm some temporary fling?
No, I didn't mean that. I just mean that... We have this connection that goes back...
Fuck you! I'm their true love. I won't let you take them from me.
Well, why not? You took them from me first, you savage orc.
I should kill you.
This is more glorious than I ever thought. I can't wait to try some more of my enchantments on you two. Ash! No!
That's right. You really thought you killed me? Lady, I have escaped from 2 Supermax prisons. You think you can drop and kill me? Ha! Now, you're okay.
Invali. Now, you put down my owl.
You let my friends go and give us your talisman. Now.
Not a chance. Give me Ash back. Now.
I'm not stupid. I know if I kill this thing, your spells go bye-bye for the time being.
Fine. Now give me Ash.
Sorry. You forgot my one rule. Never fuck with my friends.
No!
Whoa, whoa, shit!
There, there, Ash. You poor baby, she hurt you. Don't worry. Now I'm going to kill her myself. Ash, no. No, that's impossible. You killed him. You're just a ranger. Well, it doesn't matter now. I am the Emerald Witch, master of enchantments, control of the forest, and I am...
Oh, shit! You got her! Thank the gods for magic arrows. Here, use Kara's sword. The ropes are enchanted, so it should be able to cut them. I'm fine, Ranger. Bird scratched the shit out of my leg. Nothing some bandages won't fix. Toss me my pack and get to cutting.
Thank you, Ranger. I knew an enchanted tree couldn't keep you down. Right. You better hurry up cutting my binds so you can do the same for Nessa. I'm just happy you're all... Ranger, look out! No!
Feel the venom course through your veins. I coated the dagger with a deadly venom. It's a simple formula. Made from the vilest creatures I could find. The infamous swamp sidewinder. The blue fur spider. I talk too much? How dare you? How are you even still standing?
Ranger, I know how strong you are. Finish her.
Even if you were in a stronger state, I could still take you on.
Ranger, I can help you. Fine. Kill this bitch.
You're getting weaker. I can feel it. But how can you still have so much strength? No, I cannot be defeated by the likes of a normal human like you. Believe what you want. You will never be able to beat my son. You will die from the venom. And your friends will be burned to ashes.
Unless she can grow her head back, I think she's gone.
Ranger, no! Nell, cut the ropes. I need to get to them.
I'm coming.
Nell, please hurry.
Now that we have the witch's talisman and the crystal egg, I will be able to perform the ritual. It should be able to tell us where we can find him. We must wait until the blood moon next week, though.
And the poison? You should be able to make an antidote, right?
I was able to find a book with the recipes and found the formula. Good thing she was so talkative. She mentioned some of the animal sources of it. I should be able to make an antidote. It will take a while to get it made, but... until then, some of our stronger healing potions will keep the venom at bay.
Ah, well, that's good news, then. Glad this day ended with a win for the good guys.
Yeah.
And, hey. I overheard what you said about you and Ranger.
Now,
I know that spell made you not just tell the truth, but made your emotions harder to control. Just know I'm here for you guys. And I know Kara. She'll understand what you're going through one of these days.
Thank you.
I know you may not be able to hear me, but I just want you to know that I love you. And I won't leave your side until you're healthy again. I failed at protecting you tonight, but I won't let it happen again. You're the one and only person for me, and I will never let anything or anyone take you from me. You're mine. Now...
and forever.